not when everything is finally right. This thing could kill him. It could really kill him. It could be the end of everything. The thought stopped her breath. Her confessor's blood rage roared to the surface. Her flesh tingled. The Skreeling sprang into the air toward Richard. The sword tip snapped upward, impaling the dark, flailing form. She could see a good foot and a half of steel sticking from its back, glinting in the moonlight. The Skreeling again howled its terrible laughter. It clawed at the sword, pulling itself up by the blade toward Richard. It severed some of its own clawed fingers as it clutched at the blade, thrashing ahead. Richard gave the sword a mighty swing. The Skreeling slid off, slamming against the wall. Without pause, it sprang for him again. Already, Richard was swinging the sword. Kaelin felt a rush of panicked anger. Without even realizing what she was doing, she had her arm up, her fist toward the thing trying to kill Richard, the man she loved, the only man she would ever love. The Skreeling was nearly upon him, the sword completing its swing. Kaelin felt the power surge through her in a choking rush. She released it. Eerie blue light exploded from her fist, rending the night with a blinding flash of blue daylight. The sword and the bolt of blue lightning hit the Skreeling at the same time. The Skreeling burst apart in a shower of bloodless, black pieces. Kaelin had seen the Sword of Truth do the same thing to living flesh. She didn't know if it was the sword or the blue lightning that had done it this time. The crack of thunder from the bolt left her ears ringing in the sudden silence. She ran to Richard and threw her arms around him as he hunched, panting.
"Are you all right?"
He hugged her with his free hand, nodding. She held him for a long minute as shouting hunters with torches circled around them. Richard slid the sword back into its scabbard. In the torchlight, she could see a ragged gash on his upper arm. She tore off a strip of his shirt sleeve and tied it around the bleeding wound. She looked around at the hunters, all of whom held either nocked arrows or spears.
"Is everyone safe?"
Chandelin stepped into the torchlight and spoke to Kaelin.
"I knew you would bring trouble."
She peered hard at his face, then merely thanked him and his men for trying to help.
"Kaelin, what was that thing? And what in the world did you do?"
Richard was slumping. She slipped her arm around his waist.
"I think it's called a Skreeling, and I'm not entirely sure what I did."
"A Skreeling? What is... Oh!" His hands came to the sides of his head as his eyes winced shut. He sank to his knees. Kaelin wasn't able to hold his weight. Savitlin was there and reached for him, but before he could get an arm around him, Richard fell forward on his face. He cried out in the dirt.
"Savitlin, help me get him back to the spirit house and send someone for Nissel. Please, tell them to hurry."
Savitlin shouted for one of his men to run for the healer. He and some of the others lifted Richard. Leaning on his spear, Chandelin only watched. A torchlit procession wound its way back to the spirit house. Savitlin and the men carrying Richard went inside with Kaelin. They laid Richard in front of the fire, lowering his head to the blanket. Savitlin sent his men out, but stayed with her. Kaelin knelt next to Richard and with trembling hands felt his forehead. He was ice cold and drenched in sweat. He appeared to be nearly unconscious. She bit her lip and tried not to cry.
"Nissel will make him well," Savitlin said. "You will see, she is a good healer, she will know what to do."
Kaelin could only nod. Richard mumbled incoherently as his head twisted about, as if seeking some position that brought no pain. They sat in silence until Savitlin asked,
"Mother Confessor, what was that you did? How did you make lightning?"
"I'm not sure how I did it, but it is part of the Confessor's magic. It is called the Kandar."
Savitlin studied her a moment as he squatted on his feet with his sinewy arms wrapped around his knees.
"I never knew a confessor could call down lightning."
She glanced over.
"I have known for only a few days myself."
"And what was the dark thing?"
"I think it may be a creature from the underworld."
"From the place the shadows came from before?"
Kaelin nodded.
"Why would it come now?"
"I'm sorry, Savitlin. I don't have an answer. But if any more come, tell the people to walk away from them. Don't stand still and don't run. Just walk away and come get me."
In silence, he contemplated what she had said. At last, the door squeaked open and a stooped figure flanked by two men with torches entered. Kaelin sprang up and ran to her, taking her hand.
"Nissel, thank you for coming."
Nissel smiled and patted her shoulder.
"How is the arm, Mother Confessor?"
"Healed, thanks to you. Nissel, something is wrong with Richard. He has terrible headaches."
Nissel smiled.
"Yes, child, we will have a look at him."
One of the men with Nissel handed her a cloth bag as she knelt beside Richard.
The objects in the bag clinked against one another as she set it on the ground. She told the man to bring the torch around. She took off the bloody bandage and, with her thumbs, pressed open the wound. Nissel glanced to Richard's face to see if he felt it. He didn't.
I will tend to the wound first, while he sleeps.
She cleaned the gash and stitched it while Kaelin and the three men watched in silence. The torches spit and hissed, lighting the inside of the nearly empty spirit house with harsh, flickering light. On the shelf, the skulls of ancestors watched along with the rest of them. Sometimes talking to herself as she worked, Nissel finished sewing, packed the wound with a poultice that smelled of pine pitch, and wrapped the arm with a clean bandage. Rummaging around in her bag, she told the men they could leave. As he went past, Savidlin touched Kaelin's shoulder sympathetically and told her he would see them in the morning. After they were gone, Nissel halted her pawing in the bag and looked up at Kaelin.
I hear you are to be mated to this one.
Kaelin nodded.
I thought you couldn't have a love, because you are a confessor, that your power would take him when you make babies.
Kaelin smiled across Richard to the old woman.
Richard is special. He has magic that protects him from my power.
They both had promised Zed they would never reveal the truth, that it was his love for her that protected him. Nissel smiled, and her weathered hand touched Kaelin's arm.
I am happy for you, child.
She bent back to her bag and finally pulled out a handful of little, stoppered pottery bottles.
Does he get these headaches often?
He told me he gets bad headaches sometimes, but that this is different, that it hurts more, like something is trying to get out of his head. He said he has never had any like it before. Do you think you can help him?
We will see.
Pulling stoppers, she waved the bottles one at a time under his nose. One of them finally brought Richard awake. Nissel smelled the bottle herself to see what it was. She nodded and mumbled and went back into her bag.
What's going on?
Richard groaned. Kaelin bent over and kissed his forehead.
Nissel is going to do something for your headaches. Lie still.
Richard's back arched as he squeezed his eyes shut against the pain. He put his shaking fists to the sides of his head. The healer pressed his chin down with her fingers, forcing his mouth open, and with her other hand shoved in some small leaves.
Tell him to chew. Keep chewing.
She says to chew the leaves, they will help you.
Richard nodded and rolled to his side in agony as he chewed. Kaelin combed his hair back with her fingers, feeling helpless, wishing she could do more. It terrified her to see him in pain. Nissel poured a liquid from a skin into a large cup and mixed into it powders from other jars. She and Kaelin helped Richard sit up to drink the concoction. When he finished, he flopped back down, breathing hard but still chewing the leaves. Nissel stood.
The drink will help him to sleep.
Kaelin came to her feet and Nissel handed her a small bag.
Have him chew more of these leaves when he needs them. They will help the pain.
Kaelin hunched over a little so as not to tower over the old woman quite so much.
Nissel, do you know what is wrong?
Nissel pulled the stopper from the little bottle and sniffed it, then held it under Kaelin's nose. It smelled of lilacs and licorice.
Spirit,
she said simply.
Spirit? What do you mean?
It is a sickness of his spirit, not of his blood, not of his balance, not of his air. Spirit.
Kaelin didn't know what any of that meant, but it wasn't really what she wanted to know.
Will he be all right? Will the medicine and the leaves, will they cure him?
Nissel smiled and patted Kaelin's arm.
I would like very much to be there when you are wed. I will not give up. If this doesn't work, there are other things to try.
Kaelin took her arm and walked her out the door.
Thank you, Nissel.
Kaelin saw Chandelin standing near the short wall. Some of his men stood farther off in the darkness. Prindon was close against the spirit house. She went to him.
Would you escort Nissel home, please?
Of course. He took the healer's arm respectfully and guided her into the night. Kaelin shared a long look with Chandelin and then went over to him.
I appreciate you and your men guarding us. Thank you.
He regarded her without emotion.
I am not standing guard for you. I am guarding our people from you, from what you may bring next.
Kaelin brushed dirt from her shoulders.
Either way, if something else comes, don't try to kill it yourself. I don't want any mud people to die. That includes you. If something comes, you must not stand still or run.
If you do, it will kill you. You must walk. Come and get me. Don't try to fight it by yourselves. Understand? Come and get me. He still showed no emotion. And you will call down more lightning? She looked at him coolly.
If I have to.
She wondered if she could. She had no idea how she had done it. Richard with the temper is not well. He may not be able to shoot arrows with you and your men tomorrow. He looked smug.
I thought he would think of an excuse to back out.
Kaelin took a deep breath through gritted teeth. She didn't want to stand here and trade insults with this fool. She wanted to go back inside to be with Richard.
Good night, Chandelin.
Richard was still on his back, chewing the leaves. She sat beside him, heartened to see that he looked more alert.
These things are starting to taste better.
Kaelin stroked his forehead.
How do you feel?
A little better. The pain comes and goes. I think these leaves are helping, except they are making my head spin.
But better to spin than to pound?
Yes.
He put his hand on her arm and closed his eyes.
Who were you talking to?
That fool, Chandelin. He's guarding the spirit house. He thinks we may bring more trouble.
Maybe he's not such a fool. I don't think that thing would have been here without us.
What did you call it?
A screeling. And what is a screeling?
I'm not sure. Nobody I know has ever seen one, but I've heard them described. They're supposed to be from the underworld.
Richard stopped chewing and opened his eyes to look at her.
The underworld? What do you know about this screeling thing?
Not much,
she frowned.
Have you ever seen Zed drunk?
Zed? Never. He doesn't like wine, just food. He says that drinking interferes with thinking, and there is nothing more important than thinking.
Richard smiled.